Today we'll be taking part 7 of our series, Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. And part 8 will be taken on Tuesday. Please let us tune in and watch or listen online on Tuesday from 5:30 to 6:15, 45 minutes only. And we, after introducing the Holy Spirit, emphasizing the fact that He's part of the Trinity, part of the Godhead, God the Father is in heaven, God the Son here is also in heaven on the right hand of God the Father. The Holy Spirit is the representative of the Godhead that is here with us. And we need to know Him. We need to recognize Him. We need to relate with Him as God. Like we said, anyone who is born again, who is a Christian and does not understand the Holy Spirit and does not relate with the Holy Spirit as he ought to, will be living like an orphan, like the Bible says. Jesus, when he was going, said, I don't want you to be orphans. When I go, I will ask the Father to send to you another helper, another comforter. So he's our helper, he's our comforter. And a few weeks ago, we started on his roles, the roles of the Holy Spirit. First, we emphasized his role in giving us power. We said the acronym is PCC. He empowers us, grants us power. Next, we said he helps us in communication. With the Holy Spirit, we can communicate with the Father, and the Father can communicate with us. Today, we'll be going to the third role of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn in our Bible to John chapter 14. We'll read verses 16 and 17. The Gospel of John chapter 14, reading verses 16 and 17. John 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the Lord cannot receive, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. For he dwells with you and he will be in you. I want us to read the last sentence together, verse 17. For he, are you ready? Please read. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Please look up. Before this time, before the day of Pentecost, if Holy Spirit came, when Holy Spirit came in that period, he was dwelling with people. Jesus said, after I go and I ask the Father and he comes, he's not only going to dwell with you, he's going to dwell what? In you. So the third part, which we want to discuss about the roles of the Holy Spirit, is he changes. Change. PCC. Power, communication, change. PCC, not parochial church council. It is power, communication, and change. Please put that down and look up, please, when you are through, so we can know that we are together. When the Holy Spirit comes in the New Testament era, when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is one face. The word baptism comes from the Greek word baptizo, which means immersion. They put you inside. So during the Holy Ghost baptism, when you speak in tongues, you are put inside the Holy Spirit. You are immersed. But many people stop at that. They speak in tongues. Some people carry their jacket and they throw it to people so that people can fall down. The rastamas, the drama of the Holy Spirit. But Holy Spirit is beyond that. Not only are you immersed in him, he wants to be immersed in you. The Bible says he has been dwelling with you, but he will dwell inside of you. So it is not only alighting on us, he wants to dwell inside of us. He doesn't want us to be baptized in him He wants to be baptized inside of us. We see in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that the, like we said in the first part, there were experiences with the Holy Spirit many, many times in the Old Testament, starting from Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Do you remember? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Spirit hovered upon the deep. And we saw when Saul was anointed king, the Holy Spirit came upon him. He prophesied. When David was anointed king, the Bible said the Holy Spirit came upon him. You remember Samson, the most popular example I would like to illustrate this. You saw that the Holy Spirit will come upon Samson. He will kill a lion. He will carry the gates of a whole city. That didn't stop him from going to an harlot. Yes or no? Are we together this morning? The Holy Spirit will come upon him. He will tear a lion. The next day, he will go to a harlot. In chapter 14, Judges chapter 14, verse 19. I'll just read one verse. What happened there? I will give you a background. Judges chapter 14, verse 19, concerning Samson. He had just killed a lion with bare hands. And he gave a riddle in the Philistine land to the people of his, the natives of the town where he went to marry. And he said, if anybody could give me this, the meaning of this riddle, I'll give you 30 agbada and 30 pieces of soot. He knew that nobody could. But the wife tricked him to say the parable, and the wife went to say it to the people, and so they came to tell him the riddle. And so he had to give them 30 pieces of soot or 30 pieces of gown. Judges 14, verse 19. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, that is upon Samson, mightily. And he went down to Ashkelon and killed 30 of their men, took the apparel, and gave the changes of clothing to those who had explained the riddle. So his anger was aroused, and he went back to his father's house. Is that in your Bible? The Spirit came upon him, and he killed 30 people to fulfill his vow. He didn't have dresses to give. So he killed 30 people, removed their dresses, and went to give. Okay, sure, you have answered my riddle. These are 30 clothes. The Bible said he was aroused in anger. So in the Old Testament, having the Holy Spirit did not mean you can't have anger. Because the Holy Spirit is upon, and he just alights on you, uses you, and lifts. He goes. You can do whatever you like. Many people are still living like that in the New Testament era. They speak in tongues. They sing. Sometimes they do miracles. And they have not allowed the Holy Spirit to come inside of them to change them. So the Holy Spirit comes inside of us to change us. Who are we talking about in this series? The third person of the Godhead. Can you mention the name? Let's shout it together. Can we shout it together? Holy Spirit. He is holy. He wants to make you holy. You can't relate with the Holy Spirit when you are unholy. Because that's his name. Holy Spirit. So when he comes into our lives, he wants to make you holy. He wants to make me holy. He wants to give me the ability to live without sin. He wants to give you the ability to live above sin. Can we say Holy Spirit? Can we say thank you, Holy Spirit? Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'll read 3 verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9, 10, and 11. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Talking about different types of sin. Now let's read verse 11. and such were some of you, but you were washed. One. Two. But you were sanctified. Three. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, said, these are typical sins. You can pick your own there. Idolatry. Putting something before God. Fornication, including lust of the eyes. Adultery. Homosexuality. Stealing. Being covetous. Drunkards. Revilers. Extortioners. He says, these people will not inherit the kingdom of God. But he said, those of you who are born again, you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of Jesus, but by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. So, one major role of the Holy Spirit, while he wants to come to live inside of us, is to change us, to cleanse us, to wash us. In the Bible study on Tuesday, we'll be discussing the practicality of it. But today I want us to emphasize the fact that when the Holy Spirit comes into you, he is holy. Can we say holy? He wants to come inside of you to change you, to make you holy by the Spirit of God. I'm sure many of us will remember that at least two important times, God made this statement. One, during the baptism of Jesus at Jordan by John the Baptist. Second, during the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus on the mountain. He said, this is my beloved son. Can we complete it? In whom I'm well pleased. God the Father is pleased with his son Jesus. And God the Father will only be pleased with you, with me, if I am like his son Jesus. When he sees me, he sees that his son is reflecting in me. So I love you because I love my son Jesus. Now you are a joint heir. You are behaving like my son Jesus, that you are pleasing me, and that makes me pleased with you. In other words, when the Holy Spirit comes inside of us to change us, one, he makes us holy. Two, he makes us Christ-like. He makes us to become like Jesus. That should be our goal. We are born again. Our names are in the book of life. But when people see you, do they say, I spent 10 minutes with Toye and my life changed? Even just looking at him, I could see Jesus. Talking to me, I felt like Jesus was talking to me. As he put his hand on my shoulder, I felt like Jesus put his hand on my shoulder. Why? Because you carry Jesus. That doesn't come by coming to church. It doesn't come by me preaching. It doesn't come by you singing or being an usher. It comes by the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. Galatians 2 verse 20. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I'll read. Just note. You don't need to turn here. Galatians 2 verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The phrase I want you to note is, Christ lives in me. Can we say that together? Let's shout it, please. But you and I know that Christ is in heaven, on the throne, with the Lord Jesus, with the Father. So if he wants to live with us, in us, he lives
through the Holy Spirit.
That's why in John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, when he was going, he said, he has been with you now. But when I go and the day of Pentecost comes, he will come and be inside of you. So if you want Christ to live in you and live his life through you, he does it through the Holy Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you know the Holy Spirit? Have you given him a chance? Or you've been born again for 15 years, for 5 years. Your life has not changed. Then you have not given the Holy Spirit a chance. The way you abuse people then is the way you abuse people now. The way you get angry then is the way you get angry now. The way you fight is the way you still fight. The way you are selfish is the way you are still selfish. It is as if the Holy Spirit has not had any impact in your life. Do you want to waste his efforts when he has come to dwell inside of you? It is when he dwells inside of you that you can start to live like Christ. And people will see you and say, ah, no wonder. Many people now, they put their name, I'm pastor, I'm Reverend Doctor. Many of them are 419. But you don't need to advertise. You don't need any appellation. You don't need Reverend Mrs. or Bishop Doctor. You meet somebody for 1 hour, they know I've met a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even at work, you attend to them and they are going and says, wait a minute, something is different about this person that I've just met. I've never met in this same office, I've never met somebody like this. And then later you get to know he's a Christian. You say, no wonder. Not until you put Jesus saves or I'm washed by the blood. Is Christ living in you? I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He lives in me. He lives through me by the Holy Spirit. He is coming to dwell inside of me. And it is when he makes us like Jesus, we are able to please God the Father, then you will quit the life of struggling. Say hello to me, somebody. I don't know how to emphasize this. Many people struggle. I was chief struggler until the Holy Spirit started breaking me down, started remolding me. And I see that when he breaks you down and remolds you and you become more like Jesus, all that you have been struggling for, you won't know when they come. That is my story. Oh, how did he come? I don't know. It's just because of his mercy. 1 John chapter 3 verse 22. 1 John, not gospel now. 1 epistle of John chapter 3 verse 22. It says, whatever we ask from him, we receive. Because we do things that are pleasing in his sight. It is the Holy Spirit that can break you down and make you like Jesus, that everything you think of, everything you desire, everything you say, everything you do will be pleasing to him. The person you want to please is God, not your wife, not your husband, not your boss, not your neighbor, not your business partner. If in the process of pleasing God, you please man, so be it. Whatever we ask, we receive. Because we do things that are pleasing in his sight. Is that in your Bible? I remember when you give your life to Christ, brothers and sisters, it is not your dress that will show. It is not the fat Bible. People do not even carry fat Bible today. It is a phone that will show. It is changed life. I remember when I met the Lord Jesus, I was very self-righteous, having grown up in the church, in a Christian family, so self-righteous, despised born-again Christians. You don't know, we have been born again from birth, I thought, foolish me. But God had mercy. One day, can we say thank you, Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit took me, I was traveling from work outside Ibadan. Because I was late, I didn't go home to pick my wife. We were sharing one car. Ran for a program in church where I was going to sing in the choir. And after singing special program, the short man came and started teaching. Got to John chapter 3, verse 3. Says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the Holy Spirit arrested me. Almost 28 years. I got born again. Came out. Gave my heart to Jesus. Got home. Said, I told my wife, sorry, I could not come. This is what happened. I was going to be late. I rushed home. Please don't be angry. I'm born again. He said, born what? I said, I'm born again. She didn't talk because she's a meek woman. What was in her heart is, let us wait and see. She said, you're born again. Ah, Jimmy, we're in this house together. Oh, I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, I can't really explain what happened to me. From that moment, there was a change. What I love to do, I didn't love them anymore. Within 1 month, my wife, who was a self-righteous Baptist girl, you know, they went to Lydia, they went to Deborah, and they went to Esther. You are the one who said, I will tell her when I see her. Feeling that, look at this CAC boy who says he's a church boy. Started watching me at close range. Then about 1 month later, two of us went to another program. Because now then it is anywhere they say there's a program, I will go. And then she gave her life to Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Watching me. Just watching me at home. Less than 1 month. Can your husband change because of you? Can your wife change because of you? Can your neighbor change because of you? Oh, can your parents change because of you? Child, lady, gentleman, who is born again? Many years later, I can't remember, we were already living in Bodija then. It should be many years. Maybe close to 10 years after marriage. One day, I can't remember what happened. My wife looked at me and said, she said, my husband is born again. You know, she's the only one who can explain why she said that. To look at a man and say, only two of us, they say, my husband is born again. Because she knew me since when she was 6. And I was 7 years. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Before I passed away, no more I've come to stay. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus. Let's bow down our heads to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit. I'm baptized in you. Please come and baptize yourself inside of me. Please come inside of me. Change me. And let Christ live and be reflected through me. Personal prayer. Holy Spirit, please come. Please come, dear Holy Spirit. Come inside of me. Don't stay outside. Change me from inside out. Make me like Jesus Christ. Cleanse me. Sanctify me. Justify me in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of the Lord.